The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Of resolve. It's a night of decision. You are here to make the most serious decision for the next 12 months. What your next 12 months will produce is going to be determined right now. In Daniel chapter 1 verse
8,
the Bible says that Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the food of the king. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. And he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2. This was what the Apostle Paul said. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. In Job chapter 22 verse 28.
Job 22:28.
What you decide on will be done. And light will shine on your ways. Hallelujah.
Amen.
King James says, ye shall decree a thing.
I say, na mobe se bibi.
And it shall be established.
Na ebe tin tim.
Say tonight,
na se nimre.
I am here to decree a thing.
No, I say, me se bibi.
I am here to decide.
No, I say, me susu ye.
I am here to decree a thing.
No, I say, me se bibi.
For 2022.
Emma afi edi onu mi eno.
And it shall stand.
Na ebe tina.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 16 verse 19. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Some verses says, whatever you allow
on earth
or permitted will be allowed. Whatever you disallow will also be disallowed. Today God gave me the seventh and the eighth law of the E-laws. And one of the E-laws is the law of enforcement. You have been placed here on earth to enforce or to execute. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved,
2022,
we are resolving identity crisis. Identity crisis. We are the problem of who we are. Our identity. We are starting the year by resolving our identity crisis. That means we are positioning ourselves to really know who we are. The greatest success of the enemy against the children of God, against the believer, is the issue of identity crisis. To a large extent, our enemy's success or our enemy has succeeded in subverting our original identity. He has succeeded in subverting, overthrowing our original identity in our mind.
Now,
he has succeeded in casting doubts in our minds.
Now,
concerning who we are in Christ. So many are living and walking in their old image, leading to mediocre lifestyles, limitations, obscurity, and enslavement. He started with
Adam
in the Garden of Eden. The word resolve.
Now, as some say,
to resolve.
Say,
in simple terms.
Now,
the word resolve.
As some say,
in the context in which I am speaking.
Now,
has two simple meanings. Number one, to find solution to an existing problem. To find solutions to an existing problem. And number two, to take a firm decision about something. To take a firm decision about something. And I believe that tonight, our gathering here goes with the two meanings. We are here to find solution to an existing problem and also to take a firm decision about our lives in the year 2022. This year 2021 has been a very challenging year. It has been an overflow of the year 2020 into 2021. But the Lord has kept us. I said the Lord has kept us. The Lord has brought us this far. The Lord is already gone ahead of us. The scripture Pastor Prince quoted, I forgot to acknowledge the pastors and their wives. They have done very well. Clap for them. In fact, Pastor Prince, Pastor Roger, and the deacons. Especially Deacon Agbedo. They have run. Throwing the programs and putting things together. May the Lord bless you. Pastor Prince quoted Mark chapter 16 verse 7. Where Jesus was gone ahead of the disciples into Galilee.
In
Deuteronomy 31 verse
8.
The Bible says that the Lord will go ahead of you. I want you to understand that our God is already in the year 2022. He has already stepped into the year 2022. He is already there waiting for us. He has already determined and decided your 2022. Your resolve gives the road map to your new year. Your resolve gives the roadmap to your new year. Your resolve empowers your new year to perform. Your resolve empowers the elements of creation to work in your favor. We must resolve towards God and towards ourselves. What does that mean? Our resolve towards God are the things you want to achieve for God. The way you want to relate to God in the coming year. And then our resolve towards ourselves. The things we want to achieve for ourselves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 In the year 2022,
the
Lord is saying, it's a year of discovery, recovery, and manifestation of our new identity in Christ.
Or
our new image in Christ. When I use the term identity, it simply means your image. Please, those of you who can record with your phones, record the message. A.M. This message, the whole day, this message started 3 a.m. The whole day I've been sitting down. I didn't even take my bath.
When you are in pool.
Until after 6 o'clock. When I was about to come to church,
sorry,
the angel that waked me up woke me up at 3
a.m.
And from 3 a.m., I've been in the office in my house. I've been sitting at one place. When I want to get up, the angel says, sit down. What I am telling you, I don't know it. It started coming at 3 a.m. And the Lord started speaking to me about the year 2022. So this time, get the message for yourself. Don't let anything distract you. You are here to lay a foundation for yourself. And for your family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are examples of a changed identity in the Bible. We will just look at three. The first we want to consider is Adam. In Genesis chapter 1. Verse 26. The Bible says that God said, let's make man in our own image. In our likeness. So that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the air. In the sky. Over the livestock and all the wild animals. And over all the creatures that move along the ground. And in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Or a living soul. Originally, God created Adam. And when I mention
Adam,
I am talking about mankind. In Adam, you were also in Adam. So originally God created Adam.
Adam.
In his own image. That means God gave Adam his own identity. Man looked like God. In glory. In grace. In authority. In power. In performance. That was what God could do then. Adam could also do. That was why in Genesis chapter 2 verse
19.
Genesis 2 19. God made Adam a co-creator. Adam was the one who defined the animals. He was the one who defined the lion. He defined the goat. He defined the cow. He defined the dog. He gave animals their identity. And they began to perform. Because God privileged Adam to become a co-creator. But in Genesis chapter
3,
Adam lost this identity. Seriously. Through satanic seduction. By the serpent. In Revelation 12:9. Revelation 12:9. Satan is also known as the serpent. The ancient serpent. Adam lost his original identity. When the serpent, when Satan incarnated the serpent. When Satan saw the glory of man. Saw the position God has placed man to be in charge of all creation. Satan began to envy. Because Satan himself was under man. And he came out with a conspiracy. And through Eve. He was able to seduce. He was able to bewitch the mind of the woman. You know, we are going to deal with bewitchment. One of the words that has come very strongly for 2022 is to deal with bewitchment. Galatians 3:1. Who has bewitched you?
You
foolish Galatians. Have you begun in the spirit and ending in the flesh? Bewitchment does not make you to think well. Bewitchment distorts your thinking. And many are bewitched. Bewitchment will cause you to see death as life. Something that will destroy you. You see it rather like something that will give you life. And that was the strategy that the serpent Satan used through the serpent to attack Adam. And Adam lost his identity. Adam couldn't think again like God. He couldn't act again like God. Adam fell. And Adam became a servant and a slave to the flesh. He became a slave and a servant to fear. He became a slave and a servant to sin. He became a slave and a servant to
Satan.
He became a slave and a servant to death. And he became a victim of hell. Man became a victim of hell. Adam became a candidate of hell. Hell was not made for man. Hell was made for Satan. But now Satan has succeeded to get a partner. A partner that will be in hell with him. So, by Adam submitting himself to the suggestion of the serpent, Adam cooperated with the serpent or Satan to create a system. And that's the system in which we are now. The evil system we are practicing. Adam actually became a co-creator with the devil. The systems of the world. And Adam himself became a slave to the systems of the world. He became a co-creator of the secular humanism system. This is an independent system. A system that is independent of God. And Adam became a victim of limitations. He became limited in everything. And every way. Limited in thought. Limited in emotions. Limited by sicknesses. And diseases. Limited by fear. Limited by anger. Limited by anxiety. Limited by witchcraft. Adam became limited.
Adam became sin.
He lost his identity. So Adam, who was one with God, now when he heard the voice of God, he was running. Now he knew that he was naked. He has been reduced to nothing. Satan stole Adam's identity. In John chapter 8, verse 23.
John 8:23.
The Bible said that you are from the earth. But he continued, you are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. And I am not of this world. In John chapter 3, verse 31. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. Adam became an earthly being. What are the consequences? The consequence is that in Adam we all fell. In Adam we all fell short of the glory of God. Then the next person that we want to look at, who had issue with identity, is Joshua the high priest. In Zechariah chapter 3, Joshua the high priest, not the Joshua of Moses' time, Joshua the high priest was offering sacrifices in the temple of the Lord. And the Bible said that Satan was standing by him, accusing him. And Satan was accusing Joshua the high priest because he was wearing filthy clothes. The filthy clothes represent his identity. Represent his image. In what image are you entering the year 2022? Let me tell you. It is the image you enter into the year. That is the image that determines how things will work for you. That is why God has given this message. I tell you, when the angel of God or the Holy Spirit, sometimes you are confused, was dictating the message to me, something was happening to me. Beloved, when you discover your true identity, many of you who are sitting here, when you discover your true identity, what has never worked will begin to work for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Oh, Hana.
We haven't reached the time that the disciples slept.
They
slept at 2 a.m.
We
are not yet there. So please, for when we get there, I may have mercy on you. But for now, we are not yet there. So when you are responding, you respond well. They slept in the garden at 2 o'clock. That is when heavy sleep comes. That is when you sleep and feel as if you are falling into a deep hole.
And then
and that is when witches and wizards also work. If you are able to wake up from 12 to 3, if you are able to beat this time, any 1 hour of this time, you will always be on top.
If you don't,
so we haven't read there at all. So don't try to allow sleep. Joshua the high priest was standing before God with a fallen identity, a fallen image. This gave Satan the legal right to accuse him before God. Remember, Satan is the God or the master of our old identity. And so the angel of the Lord told another angel, remove his filthy clothes and put rich clothes on him and decorate his head with a crown. Tonight, the angel of God is going to remove your old clothes, your inherited clothes, your acquired clothes. They are going to be removed. I said they are going to be removed. I said they are going to be removed. Any mark that the enemy has placed on you that is showing him the way into your life. Any mark, any channel of the devil in your life tonight, that is the end of that mark. That is the end of that channel. Tonight is the end. I said tonight is the end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look,
sir.
Identity crisis.
Now, sir, we home from so and so how.
Is the main reason why your marriage has not worked.
Is
the main reason why your business is not working. Is the main reason why you are not going far. Identity crisis. We live like people of the world. We talk like people of the world. We think like people of the world. But that is not our identity. We are not from this world. Another person that we want to look at, who had this issue with identity.
Elisha.
In 2 Kings chapter 2. Verse 11 to 13. Elisha was following his master Elijah. When Elijah was going to be taken away, because he ascended his ministry, so he was going to be raptured. And so his servant Elisha was accompanying him from Gilgal.
Every Gilgal,
they went to where? Gilgal, they went to where? Is it Jericho, Jordan, and then Bethel?
Every Gilgal, Jericho, and Jordan, we call Bethel.
And after they have crossed the Jordan,
now which is one thing Jordan we know.
Elijah asked Elisha.
Elia beside Elisha.
What should I do for you before
and then,
I leave?
And then
he said, give me the double portion of your spirit. Elijah said, you have asked a difficult thing. But when you see me, when I go, then you have it. Else, it is not possible. And the Bible says that all of a sudden, chariots and horses of fire separated the two of them and carried Elijah away. And then the Bible says, Elisha went and picked the master's mantle. But then he cast his own mantle away and picked his master's mantle. He cast his own mantle away. Christians, do you know why your marriage is not working? Like that of unbelievers. Do you know why something is not working? Do you know why you don't look different from unbelievers? It's because you want to put on God's mantle on your old mantle. It doesn't work like that. The Bible says that Elisha cast away. Look, cloth means character. You see the way we are looking like angels today. I would have worn a white suit, but I don't have white suit. Me, I don't like white suit. I don't like white suit and white shirt. I don't like
them.
I don't know why. Because white suit, when something small touches it, then it... So, white... Because I'm not too a gentle person, so... White is for gentle people. Everyone wearing white here. You can't wear it the second time. After this one, you have to send it to Landry. I would have also been wearing white. You see, today we look like angels. And for the whole of January, we'll look like angels. Maybe up to February, we'll look like angels. But by March, excuse me, we begin to look like demons. Why? Something is going to be cast down today. And do you know?
Now in him.
After Elisha cast off his mantle.
Now Elisha his clothes,
and picked the mantle of his master.
Now offer new radio no.
It was that mantle that divided the Jordan. It was his new mantle.
And
that divided the Jordan. When he got to the Jordan, and he struck it. He said, now, where is the Lord God of Elijah? He struck it. And the Jordan divided into two. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your new mantle is going to divide the Jordan in your life.
Amen.
Your new mantle is going to part the Red Sea.
Amen.
I said, your new identity. Look, 2022. What you have never been able to achieve in life, in your new identity, you are going to achieve. 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 Doors that have never opened for you, in your new identity, those doors are about to open for you. Places you have never entered, in your new identity, you are going to enter those places. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Oh, aha, na, oh, aha, oh, aha.
Now,
Sabri,
upon all this,
where you need to know,
starting with Adam,
I am Adam.
After Satan has been able to reduce Adam,
I'm not certain to me, I Adam super firm.
Thank God. Thank God for Jesus. I said, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. God, looking at what Satan has done to man, and because of his connection to man, because God cannot separate himself, he cannot wait and look at man becoming a slave to the devil, a slave to sin, a slave to sickness, a slave to failure, a slave to fear, a slave to defeat. He sent Jesus Christ. Jesus, go. And redeem man. Go and bring Adam.
Adam
to his original state. Go and bring the descendants of Adam. Go and put yourself into them. So Jesus came as a lamb. In John chapter 1 verse 29. The lamb that takes away the sin of the world. Jesus came as a lamb. To take upon himself. Or to swallow. Our old identity. To absorb. Our old identity. Jesus came in the flesh. To destroy. The fallen Adam in his body, according to Romans chapter 6 verse 6 and 1 Peter 4 1 and Romans 8 3 Hebrews 2 14, you can see that Jesus came in the flesh to destroy the old Adam, the fallen Adam. Again, Jesus came in the flesh to destroy everything that the fallen Adam has become a slave to or a victim to. Again, Jesus came in the flesh to give us a new identity, a new image, so that who he is, we are. Where he is, we are. What he could do, we can do. Powers that bow to him must also bow to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, in Christ, you have a new identity. I said, you have a new identity. I said, you have a new identity. You have a new identity. You have a new identity. Look. In Christ, you are superior than anything God has created. You are superior than any human being, than any creature. In Christ, you are superior because what Christ is, you are now. What Christ can do, you can also do. Where Christ can enter, you can also enter. What Christ can overcome, you can also overcome. What to work for Christ, or what work for Christ, must also work for you. It must also work for you. It must also work for you. It must also work for you. In Christ, you have a superior advantage. A superior advantage. A superior advantage. A superior advantage. In 2022, you are going to walk with a superior advantage. With a superior advantage. With a superior advantage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is our responsibility? Our responsibility is what? It's for you to discover your new identity or your new image. It's for you to recover your new identity. It's for you to manifest your new identity. It's for you to grow in your new identity. It's for you to walk in your new identity. You know, the devil dress your new identity. Your new identity, the devil dress it. The Bible refers to our old nature as sinful nature. Old self. But our new identity is the life of Christ within us. And that's what the devil dreads. And that is why he will never allow you to discover it. He will always fight your new identity in your mind. You know, your new identity. Where do you find your new identity? Your new identity is hiding in the word of God. Psalm 119 verse 130. Psalm 119 verse 130. The entrance of thy word giveth light. Your new identity is hiding in the word. That is why you must be a student of the word. Number two, your new identity is only known to the Holy Spirit. It's only known to the Holy Spirit. That's why you need the Holy Spirit in your life. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. No eye has seen. No ear has heard. No mind has comprehended. What God has in stock for those who love him. But it has been revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, sometimes when I sit down, issues between two Christians, after I listen to them, and this one said this, and this one did this, and this one, I will listen 1 hour.
But don't show back on.
Then I will ask them.
No, maybe some say.
The two of you. Did you say you are born again? They say yes.
I say ane.
What church do you attend?
I saw them at Moko.
They will mention.
No more boso.
Are you sure you are born again?
I no cry some money of Ophra.
They will say yes.
I must say ane.
Have you received the Holy Spirit baptism? They say yes.
I will say ane.
Oh, Pastor, I speak in tongues. She also speaks in tongues. Then I ask them.
No, maybe some.
So in all this,
where
was the Holy Spirit? Where is the Holy Spirit? Before you can slap your husband, before you can slap your wife, where is the Holy Spirit? What Where is the Holy Spirit? Before that issue has come to where it is. Let me tell you. Myself and my wife, we have been having issues. Anybody on earth, you are not perfect yet. But let me tell you,
we
don't misunderstand more than 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, one will keep quiet. You know that conviction has come. And then we'll start apologizing to each other. Then we'll begin to understand.
That,
it was because I didn't understand you. Christians will not allow God to fight their battles. They will put the Holy Spirit behind. And they say, aha. That's why some things are not working. You think you are married to the worst man?
Go
and marry the second one. And then you will see. You think you are married to the worst woman? Go and marry to the next one. And then you will see. You will run and come back to the former one. Your identity thrives on faith. Your faith is your belief system. Your faith is your convictions. Your identity is kept alive by prayer. In fact, faith, Habakkuk 2:4. The judge shall live by his faith. Habakkuk 2:4. Your identity is kept alive by prayer. Psalm 109:4. Psalm 109:4. The psalmist said, I am a man of prayer. In 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Your new identity is superior to all. Your new identity is eternal. Your new identity has superior advantage over anything in creation. Over anything in creation. Do you know the things that subverts our true identity? Things that manifest false and fake and wrong identity. Number one, your background. Your foundation. Your place of birth. Your upbringing. Your environment. This makes up your foundation. These are the things that gives you wrong identity. Psalm 11:3 says, when the foundations have been destroyed, what can the righteous do? Number two, your negative or painful past, it also gives you a wrong identity. Isaiah 43:18 says, the former things have already happened. I am doing a new thing. Isaiah 43:18. And Isaiah 42:9 says, forget the former things. Forget the former things. Many of us are still living in the past. The next thing that fights our identity is outside forces. That is what people do to you. What people say to you. How people interpret your situation. Like the three friends of Job. In Job 4:7-8. And Job 6:15. They started saying all manner of things. And the next thing that fights our identity. Bewitchment. Galatians 3:1. Galatians 5:7. In 2022, you are entering with a new identity. You will survive in the new identity. Somebody should rise up right now. Rise up with me right now. Say 2022, I resolve with the help of the Holy Spirit to discover, to recover, and manifest my true identity in Christ Jesus. Say 2022, I refuse, I resist, and I reject every inherited identity, every acquired identity. I refuse, I resist, I reject, I refuse, I resist, I reject every inherited identity, every acquired identity, from my mind, from my soul, from my spirit, in all my ways, I refuse, I resist, I reject every false identity, every false identity, every identity that the devil has given to me, every identity that my ancestors have given to me, family identity, ancestral identity, environmental identity that has placed a limitation on me. 2022, I refuse, I resist, I reject every inherited identity, every acquired identity, from my mind, from my soul, from my life, from my ways, I cast away, I cast away, I cast away every inherited negative garment that I've inherited. I cast away, 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 I cast away,
I cast away.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
I thank you.
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 I thank you. Because we have arrived.
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 The Lord has brought us
into 2022.
We are in 2022.
We are in 2022.
We have arrived.
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 We are there.
We are there.
We are there.
Give a loud shout and a clap.
Oh!
Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
Take it, 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 Actions. In fact, time beat me today. How the Holy Spirit arranged the thing, it didn't work like that. We should have been holding communion before 12 midnight. But you see, we did so many things. But if we are still in line, we are going to take communion, then water therapy, and then the anointing. So first, we want to begin with communion. We are going to enter by the blood. We are going to exit by the blood. We are going to exit by the blood. We are going to exit every bondage, exit every captivity, exit every burden, exit every baggage of 2021 by the blood. We are breaking ourselves loose from every negative and painful yesterday by the blood, by the blood, and we are entering forcefully by the blood, by the blood, into 2022.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.